Time to say hello to Dr. John Robinson, Cotton Economist, Texas A&M College Station. What's going on, John?
Well, watching the market, we were up earlier this week, but we've been sliding.
Yeah, we're tanking overnight, 90 to 126 weaker right now.
Yeah. So longer term, it's really a continuation of a slide.
Had some rain this week, though.
Well, that may be part of the reason. You know, it benefits the production expectations in all kinds of places, not just northwestern Texas, but rain in Oklahoma and Kansas, rain in California, and it rained in the whole eastern cotton belt, which has been a pretty dry place, and it's raining in South Texas. So everywhere I can think of that was, I would have talked about how dry it was, has been getting moisture, which I'm glad. I wish moisture on everybody, but it raises the production prospects, and that is bearish for prices.
Well, we had 1 to 3 inches around here this week, and then next Monday it's going to be about 101.
Yeah, you folks know what to do with that moisture. You just boil it away.
Well, hopefully it'll hang in there for a little bit before the heat takes over.
Yeah. It's beneficial while we have it. Oil prices were lower yesterday anyway.
And they're down 32 cents now at $92.
Yeah, that's probably weighing on cotton a little bit too.
Got to get the war over with and move on with life, man.
Yeah, that would help. Not only from an oil standpoint, but just from a consumer inflation. Yes, we need to stabilize consumer buying of apparel. It's gotten a little bit disrupted.
What about the export numbers yesterday?
They were the best in 2 months. 180,000 bales of upland, something like that, which it's an improvement. It's not spectacular. It's not really an indicator of great demand, but it's moving in the right direction. So I guess I'd say it's a good thing.
Well, we're getting into the first week of June. What's the trading range going to be this month of June for everybody out here?
I think it's going to stay in this range that we've been in. I think we'll have futures kind of really, I expect them to be kind of where they are, a little bit oversold now, but hang in the mid-70s to the 80s. That'd be the simplest expectation, kind of a 5-cent range between 75 and 80. I don't really expect us to weaken, fall off a cliff or anything, because this is the time of the year when futures tend to peak because of the uncertainty about acreage and crop condition, etc. We do have a acreage report coming out the 30th, if that's a business day. And sometimes that report can be influential, taking the market higher or lower. If it comes in low, you know, obviously, if it's lower than expectations, then that could be kind of a final boost to prices within this season, so we'll have to see.
How's the South Texas crop looking?
They've been getting better now. You know, some of what they planted, they were pretty dry when they planted, which that was back in March, maybe a little bit in April. So some of it they've probably lost. You know, they don't have irrigation supplies in the valley because of the reservoir being so low. So they're dry land, and so they were damaged a bit by the dryness. But some of these rain events that have passed over where I am have gone all the way down. So they've benefited. I'd say if they have late planted stuff, that's probably benefiting significantly. And that would be true all the way up the coast, Corpus Christi, Wharton. They've benefited from these most recent rain events. I mean, it rained. I've had probably 4 inches of rain in the last week.
Time to get out the lawnmower then, probably.
Yeah, well, yeah, you barely have time to mow the grass between the rains. It's ag is doing pretty okay.
Weren't you pretty dry for a while there?
Yeah, we were, you know, for Houston. we were real dry. But we've caught up, and lots of the growing regions in Central Texas are that way. Probably the wettest place in the Cotton Belt is San Angelo, Texas. They've just managed to catch all the rains, so they were off the drought scale.
Hey, when's the next Master Marketer program coming up? You guys have some dates set?
I'm the wrong man to ask, so I couldn't tell you.
I forgot to ask Dr. Mark Welch that yesterday.
He's the organizer, so he would be the one to give you an answer.
Coming out this way anytime soon?
It's not on my schedule. There's what the cotton industry in Texas calls the flow meeting is in mid-September. It's where they get all the cotton shippers and the truck people and the train people and have a big get-together in Lubbock. If I can make that'd be good.
Have a good weekend, John, and give out your contact number there.
Folks can reach me at 979-204-9937.